So the first piece we're about to hear is an arrangement of yours. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's mostly mine. It's based on an arrangement by a Swedish guitarist whose name is escaping me at the moment, but a lot of it is my own material, and I sort of took the same vibe that he was going for, and I expanded it. So the arrangement is of a Beatles song. It's Across the Universe.
Great.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
The warm feeling that the guitar can really create is amazing. Now, that's an acoustic guitar. We were talking about how you started on the electric guitar. What drew you to the acoustic guitar?
I had an interest in contemporary music right off the bat. So that drew me in right away. Contemporary classical music, I should say. And so a lot of crazy sounds that you can get and interesting musical textures and harmonic languages. But there was also a big draw in the music of Bach, for example, or music from the Renaissance. And those forms weren't really a part of my life. You know, growing up in a Midwestern town and taking rock guitar lessons, I just was not exposed to any of that stuff until, like I said, 14, 15, 16, something like that. That's when I started to hear music by Bach and the Renaissance and classical music in general. And so it just drew me right in. And I realized I kind of had a propensity to play that kind of stuff on the guitar. Like, it just, not, I don't want to like say too much that it came supernaturally, but it was something that I was able to do kind of off the bat.
Well, and this piece you just played, Across the Universe by the Beatles, with your own arrangement, it kind of shows how music can transcend different genres.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now, the next piece you'll play for us is a classical piece.
Yeah, so this piece, it comes from the Renaissance. It's by Mudara, who's a Spanish composer. And it's not actually for the guitar originally. It's for an older instrument called the vihuela. It's tuned similarly to the guitar. But it's a piece I've always loved. It's a very strange piece harmonically. There's a part towards the end where the composer writes the words, "Some of these notes are false notes." He calls them false notes. We would say wrong notes. He says, "Some of these notes are false notes, but if you play them well, they won't seem bad." And so I always loved that about this music.
Interesting. Great. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with guitarist Jordan Dodson. He's playing some works of solo guitar, but he will be also playing Andrea Clearfield's Concerto for Electric Guitar with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia at the end of the month, and we will get to that soon. Now, you're playing the acoustic guitar now. The Chamber Orchestra program features works for both acoustic guitar and electric guitar. Could you talk about the difference in playing those two instruments?
Yeah, I mean, they're totally different instruments, despite being both guitars and tuned the same. The acoustic guitar, obviously, you play with your fingers. This is specifically the classical guitar. It has nylon strings, so I'm using classical technique, playing with my fingers. And on the electric guitar, there's effect pedals, lots of crazy sounds coming out of the amplifier, and I use a pick to play. At one point, I use a violin bow to play the strings. I use a small device called an e-bow that magnetizes the strings and sustains the note. So there's a lot of fun things we can do with the electric guitar. But yeah, like you said, the first concerto is for just a nylon string classical guitar.
And so we're going to hear a little bit of that, of your cadenza, your solo cadenza. Can you intro the piece for us?
Yeah, sure. So this composer is Villa-Lobos. He's one of the most famous Brazilian composers. And he wrote this concerto for guitar in the 50s. He originally called it Fantasia for guitar and orchestra. He intended it to be sort of a concerto, but not a not a classically heroic, virtuosic concerto. But the great Spanish guitarist Andrés Segovia insisted that it become a heroic, virtuosic concerto. So he said, you need to write a cadenza for this. The original one didn't have a cadenza. So Villa-Lobos inserted this cadenza between the second and the third movement. And this is the part where the orchestra stops playing and it's just all guitar.
Cool. So that's the cadenza from the Villa-Lobos concerto for guitar.
Right.
Do you ever play it by itself?
I have actually, yeah. In some solo programs, I've just played this cadenza as a standalone piece.
It sounds beautiful. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with guitarist Jordan Dodson and composer Andrea Clearfield. Andrea is someone I think of as a Renaissance person. She's written more than 150 works for orchestra, opera, chorus, chamber ensemble, dance, multimedia collaborations. Your recent opera, Mila, Great Sorcerer, was based on the life of 11th century Tibetan saint and based on field work that you did in the Himalayas.
That's right. That opera was the culmination of 10 years of work that was inspired by field work documenting the last of the royal court singers in Lomantong, Nepal.
Wow. And this, I understand, is the first concerto you've written for guitar.
For electric guitar, yes. It's been a real adventure and just wonderful working with Jordan.
Could you talk a little bit about the musical idea, how this came to be?
Sure. I'm very honored to be the composer in residence with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. It's the Stephen R. Gerber composer residency. And as part of the residency, they commissioned me to write an electric guitar concerto. And I loved the challenge of writing something for an instrument that I hadn't written for before. I drew on some of my longtime rock and roll background in my early days playing in rock bands, and spent some time with Jordan working out the effects and the sounds. But really the initial idea was about color. And color means something special to me as someone with synesthesia. I have this, I guess you could call it a condition, where one sense stimulates another sense. So I see pitches when I look at colors, musical pitches, and I hear colors. And I knew that I wanted to explore the range of colors of this amazing instrument that can do so many things, you know, with distortion and reverb and phasing and chorus. And I also just wanted to think about each movement having a separate color or feeling. And the thing that actually inspired the piece was a quote by Kandinsky that I'd been thinking about for some time because I just find it striking. Something like, I applied streaks and blobs of color with a palette knife onto the canvas and made them sing with all the intensity I could. And I just love that image, and I heard music to it. So the first movement is entitled Sing, and it's somewhat lyrical, and it has a lot of shifting harmonies. The second movement is Streak, and it has very incisive punctuations, and Jordan really gets to get a kind of wild, very fast movement and propulsive rhythms. And the third movement, Glow, features in the beginning the e-bow, which he'll demonstrate for us in a minute, I think, which has a beautiful kind of glowing sound. And it's a little more modal, and it has some melodies that are also sort of reminiscent from early rock background.
Now, when you talk about synesthesia, you're talking about actually seeing specific colors with specific music. So are there colors that you could share with us that you see when Jordan plays this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I talk to other composers about this who have synesthesia, they seem to see different colors to different pitches. For me, A is always red. And C-sharp, which he gets to play a lot because there's a moment in the very beginning of the second movement where it's an exploration of one tone, is a kind of yellow-orange color for me. And D is always blue. And the third movement, Glow, has a kind of greenish-blue, so that's kind of a G-D feeling.
And so you see these colors when you close your eyes and listen?
I do. Wow. It's like a kaleidoscope.
Wow. Now, we talked about techniques. Could you, Jordan, talk about some of the techniques you're using that are a little unusual and perhaps demonstrate them so that when we hear you play it, we'll look for them?
Yeah, sure. So there's going to be some buzz here because of the amp. But one technique you'll hear is just, it's a very simple thing. It's called palm muting, which is where you rest your palm on the bridge of the guitar. So it mutes the sound a little bit and makes it a lot shorter. So that kind of sound. So you'll get some of that. A lot of different effects with the effect pedal. So we're going to start with this swirly kind of flanger sound. So you can hear the musical color kind of swirling around a bit. that kind of thing. And then there's going to be more classic rock sounds with distortion, you know, this kind of sound. Sorry, I gave you a little full scare. And there's a lot more to it than that. There's going to be a lot more effects. So,
okay. Well, it's important to note that what we will hear are excerpts from each of the three movements, and Matthew Brower would be on piano playing a piano reduction. What does that mean, Andrea?
Well, essentially, Matthew is the orchestra today. So it's a reduction that I created from the orchestral part in the concerto. So he will be the strings, the woodwinds, the brass, a little bit of the percussion. He's got a lot of notes to play. And I think the listeners can use their imagination to hear now the piano become an orchestra.
Great. Let's hear it. I was caught up in that. That was fascinating to watch you use all the different things on the strings of the guitar. That was really amazing. Well, a reminder that was Jordan Dodson, guitar, and Matthew Brower on piano, playing selections from Andrea Clearfield's new concerto for electric guitar, Glow. The Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia will feature this in their program, featuring Jordan as the Astral Spotlight Artist. And there is also much more on the program. It's March 31st and April 1st at the Perlman Theater, the Kimmel Center. You can find out more information on our website. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much
thank
for having
you,
us.
Susan.
Yeah.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's
and
been.
Thank you to Matt and Jordan for playing so beautifully today.
That's great. Well, thank you so much.